Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Indie Business Radio, where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and today is Monday, July 30th, 2007, and I'm coming to you actually from vacation. And you all know how it is with indies out there. You can take vacation, but you never really quite get 100% away from your work, which is really not work for me. This is my pleasure to have this show, particularly because we have such a great guest today. I am so excited to be here. Today's show is sponsored by Essential Labs, professional, reliable, and yours. They will manufacture your body care line for you and put your label on it. That's Essential Labs at www.essentiallabs.com, or you can contact them at 877-939-5227. Well, you know, us indies are always looking for new and exciting and innovative ways to expand our businesses and get the word out to a wider audience about our products and services. And today we've got an expert on that topic, specifically as it pertains to the home party plan business model. Jenna Thompson is the founder and president of Daisy Blue Naturals in Albert Lea, Minnesota. She started the company 6 years ago, launched it 5 years ago, and today has consultants in almost every state around the country to sell her products. In addition, she's the mother of two, so she's juggling all those hats, and we're going to pick her brain today about how she does it. Welcome to the show, Jenna.
Thank you, Donna Maria. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
Well, I'm really excited to have you. Now, tell us a little bit about how you started this business.
You know, I like to say it happened by accident, but nothing really ever does. Somebody has a greater plan for us. But I was my background is chemistry, and I was working as a chemist at the time, and was pregnant with my first son and looking for natural products for him. It really started out of a need to find something for him, and being a chemist and a pre-pharmacy student at the time, I was also reading labels like crazy, trying to figure out what does this ingredient do and what does this chemical do, and I couldn't find a truly natural product for him. So it really started first with the product line, and I started making products in a little room in my basement about 8 years ago, and it really developed out of that. So I started with a baby soap and a baby oil.
And Jenna, when your son started experiencing these issues, did you have a business in mind? I mean, was that in the back of your head, or were you just thinking that you were going to, you know, do what any mom would do and help her child?
First and foremost, it was I'm going to make these products. And, you know, I came from an entrepreneurial family, so I think there was always this little bug in me to be my own boss and to have freedom and flexibility with my children. Mm-hmm. So that little bug was probably there gnawing away a little bit when I started, and I really didn't know what direction I was going to go at that time, though.
Mm-hmm. And when you say you come from an entrepreneurial family, how much do you think that influences your mindset today?
Greatly, because of watching not only my father and my mother and grandparents go through what a real, you know, real life starting business is like. Mm-hmm. And I think it also allowed me to see that a lot of people will tell me today, man, you're crazy for starting your own business. And I'm thinking, man, I think this is the most normal thing you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. After seeing it. So it certainly helped.
Well, I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of those people because you can show them what's possible with what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. When I first started, I assumed that this was a natural fit for a lot of people. And even when I started making products, I wanted to, being the chemist in me, I was handing out recipes saying, here's some recipes for products, and I will sell you the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first step. And I remember I had about 8 people come to my home, friends and family, and I had a facial line I had created, so I was doing facials with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Laying out in my living room, it was hilarious. I got pictures. And then I gave them all recipes as they were walking out the door, formulas, if you will, and
mm-hmm.
said, here's the ingredients, and you can come back to me and buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And not a single person took one, and I thought, wow, okay, they don't want to make their own. And they all said, I want to buy this product from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, that's a new concept, make these products and sell them to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing it that route and went the wholesale route to start, and that was an interesting year.
Mm-hmm.
For
so,
sure.
So you developed your product line and then you started to sell it to stores?
Yes.
And it was interesting in what respect?
It was, you know, coming from a non-sales background, it really, cold calling is certainly not what it's cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hard sell. And it also, what I found was that these products had a story to tell because they were truly natural, and with that word being used and abused so much in the United States, there wasn't any definition of what is natural and what's it going to do for you. Mm-hmm. It was all price competitive. Mm-hmm. So it was a very hard market to get into with these products.
Well, speaking of that, take me back to that point in time when you had a product line and you knew it was good, you tried it out on people and you were ready to get it out to the world, and it sounds like you started in wholesale. What other options did you consider?
The wholesale and private label were the main two that I was looking at. Of course, first and foremost, let's buy these ingredients at wholesale and turn around and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really be kind of more of a distribution center for ingredients for the products. And then I started in the wholesale arena doing the craft shows every other weekend through the summer. It was a lot of busy work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried a few different markets that way, and I did not come from a direct sales background at all. I had parties, and I was a great hostess, but I had no clue what a consultant was and mm-hmm. what this industry really is about.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've learned a lot over the last few years in that, but I had done a home party out of a request from friends that wanted to show people from their work these products. They're like, you know what, let's have a girls' night. We'll show these products to all of them. And at that time, I really only had about three or four different types of product lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, in 3.5 hours, I'd sold about $1,100 worth of product. And I thought, wow, I just sat at a craft show for 3 days and sold $800.
Right.
So it was kind of a, wow, people are interested in learning about natural products. And I was, really ingredient and focused. So it was more the learning, the educational aspect that sold me on this home party plan.
So you made $1,100 in sales at your first home party?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's reason enough to consider the home party plan business model. Let's
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit more about that. So,
sure.
So you had one, and then I'm guessing you said, let's have another.
Well, people booked parties, and they wanted more. So I'm like, whoa, I need
to.
You
didn't even have to have the parties anymore.
No, it really, when I say it happened somewhat by accident, I fell into it. And there was one, she was my first consultant, and she's still active, one of our leaders in the company, and she was at this first party and was taking notes. It was almost driving me crazy because she was staring at me, just taking notes through the whole presentation. And later she came up to me and she said, I want to sell these products.
Ooh, a woman with a plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she came from a sales background. So
right.
That was the first push to look into direct sales.
So you just put it out there. You knew you had a quality product.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that people liked it. You're looking for different ways to sell it, and you just invited people to your home, and then it just began to expand from there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think with any business, I know with any business, you need to do you have to have your test market.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there and see how people react to these products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was essentially doing with my family and friends, was putting it out to them and saying, what do you think?
That's all we have is our family and friends.
Absolutely. Unless, when I talk grassroots, we are still a grassroots company, growing as PR as low as we possibly can.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jenna, you have been just steeped in the home party plan model for a long time. I want to ask you if you can give us some definitions, because there's a lot of different words I hear tossed around, like network marketing. I think you mentioned direct sales, home party plan. What are each of those three things, and can you define them for us so we have a context?
Sure. And it's interesting because I really assumed when I say direct sales that everybody knows what I'm talking about, and it's really a small number that understands what it is. And direct selling essentially is a sale of a product or service person to person away from a fixed retail location. That's the true definition of direct selling. So you could look at insurance agents or other industries as direct sellers.
Mm.
What changes is how it's marketed. So if it's network marketing, there's more of a step involved on more person-to-person type sales. Maybe you're a preferred customer of a particular product that's shipped directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a network marketing type industry, and you keep adding more and more people as customers.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a party plan model. Party plan is your home party model, and it's where you invite friends over to your home and have a home party demonstration and learn about the products and how they benefit you, and also the business opportunity. The great advantage of direct selling in this industry is that there's this business opportunity for primarily women and men to own their own home-based business.
And so you basically have two business models in one, because you have a business opportunity plus you sell the product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are still manufacturing and producing and research and developing our own products as well. So we're one of the few in this industry that does all three.
Right, and that's where your chemistry background comes in.
Absolutely.
What's so empowering and amazing about what you're doing, well, among the many things, we haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg yet, is that you had a professional background in a particular industry, and you took that and you molded it for your lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely, and I encourage everyone to step outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever background you have, you're not set in stone for that background. And I look at mine as, it certainly is an advantage, and my role in Daisy Blue is not as a chemist.
Right.
It certainly helps, and it certainly helps when I work with our research chemist on staff.
Mm-hmm.
However, my role is, you know, evolved into running the company.
Right.
And, you know,
but
when
there was a time, right, when you were...
I was everything.
Mixing bowls, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know your business from the inside out. So when you hire a chemist, you have far more ability to oversee their activities than someone who didn't have a chemistry background.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And understand what, you know, how they're progressing, especially in the research and development when we're looking at new innovations.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So take me back. You fell upon this wonderful person with sales experience who took notes at your first party. Did she have the second party?
She actually did not. I believe she had about the fourth party, and then she started having her own. And that's where it started. And during this year, and this is a great point to make, during this year, it was about the year 2000, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
During that year, I was really focused on, let's find out what this industry is all about. And I spent a good year and a half or more just researching direct sales.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding what is this business. And I will one of my little secrets, and a lot of people do this, is sign up as consultants with other companies and get their kits and go through their kits and find out, you know, what makes them tick. And
right.
That was
don't reinvent the wheel.
Absolutely, no. And this is a very open industry. I also recommend mentoring with companies. You know, I'm blessed to be in Minnesota with Creative Memories and Walk-Ins and Tastefully Simple, some of the three well-known direct selling companies that helped me. They mentored me.
Did they? So you find that you're not sort of twisting in the wind trying to figure it out all on your own?
No. But it was through connections that I, being involved in different trade organizations, you know, you have to network.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely have to network with any business.
That's so important.
To learn.
Yeah.
I'm a lifelong learner, so I truly believe that you have to get out there and find out what you need, what you don't know, and
so
find someone that does.
Jenna, how many consultants do you have today?
I believe we have about 1,500.
1,500?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So now, that's a tremendous amount of growth in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like it's news to you, right?
How do you manage it?
That is just amazing to me. And you have done this essentially with your startup work, your sweat equity, and the people that you've hired along the way and the consultants that you've contracted with.
Yes.
And how many states do you have consultants in?
We've been represented in probably 48 states. However, we're about 15 or 20 of them are active,
okay.
Which means we have a consultant that's actually you know, doing her business every month.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so, Jenna, tell me a little bit about what sorts of steps, now that you've had this experience, what sorts of steps would you say someone who's already got their product line, whatever it is, it's already, you know, quality, they've tested it, it's labeled, it's ready to go. What would you say they do, in addition to sort of the background research and networking with people, what do they do to actually, you know, formalize this and get it going?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to recommend two websites to look at, and they're two trade organizations. One is the Direct Selling Association. It's www.dsa.org.
Okay.
And the other one is my Direct Selling Women's Alliance, excuse me.
Okay.
And that website is www.mydswa.org.
Okay.
I would highly recommend checking out those. They have some great tools for looking at this industry and mm-hmm. getting started and mentoring with a company out there. I mean, I would be happy to talk to anybody about, mm-hmm. you know, what it takes to launch in this industry.
Mm-hmm. And so you go to these places, and I guess the best advice, which you mentioned earlier, is to join a couple of companies and pay the, what, $100 or $200? Is that usually what the sign-up fee is, somewhere around
yeah,
in there?
Yep, and you could get in maybe even a little lower if mm-hmm. you were looking more at their website tools and mm-hmm. just look at the different opportunities. Primarily, you know, I would recommend if you're in the beauty business, you know, the beauty industry, mm-hmm. look at ones in the beauty industry and
right.
then also one that maybe isn't.
Right.
Just to see as a comparison your career plans and
mm-hmm.
your, you know, the policies, and it's just a really great way to start. And there certainly is more involved in a direct selling industry than your typical retailer wholesale. There's
mm-hmm.
there's a lot more to it, and you want to be connected with the right people from the start.
Well, Jenna, is one of the biggest differences the fact that you need to have a consultant's plan where people who consult with you know how much money they make on each sale?
Absolutely. That's the first step. And when I started, you can start very simple.
Mm-hmm.
What I started with was doing exactly what I had said, looking at other companies' plans, mm-hmm. and then having a financial person look at something that I drew up as looking at other people's plans and saying, okay, here's my first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not set in stone, so it's something you can remember. You can always add to it later, but you
mm-hmm.
want to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Consultants make a certain percentage of sales
mm-hmm.
from the start, anywhere from 20 to 30 to 40%
mm-hmm.
on your sales.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's overrides, which
mm-hmm.
means that when they sign up people, they can earn percentages on them as well, on
mm-hmm.
their sales. So it you want to make sure that you're looking at what other companies
mm-hmm.
are doing, so you're competitive,
mm-hmm.
and then also have somebody who understands it take a look at your
mm-hmm.
plan.
And, you know, you said something that's very interesting to me. You said that consultants can make anywhere from around, and I know there will be variances, but you said 20, 30, or 40%.
Yes.
What's interesting about that, Jenna, is that your wholesale customer is going to want to mark it up 50%.
Yes.
You know, in a retail store, there, if you sell it to them for a dollar, they're going to want to sell it for two.
Mm-hmm.
So your 40% commission is 10% less. It leaves you 10% more, I should say, than if you sell it to a retail store.
Correct. However, there's overrides and incentives
mm-hmm.
along the way, too.
Okay.
So
you've got a few more things.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when you go to a retail store, how often do you hear if the retailer say, okay, I'll take a box, and what do I get free?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you are giving them incentives to buy your products, right, because they have so many other places to go to buy similar things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ours is more based, and in this industry is really, especially Party Plan, it's focused on the business opportunity. There's no glass ceiling. There's no limit to what they can earn. We've had consultants in other businesses, not mine particularly, but in other ones earning $30,000 to $40,000 a month, and I've seen their commission checks. And that's based on growing their teams and
mm-hmm.
earning those first and second and third level overrides.
So, Jenna, let's say someone is starting small, like you said, which is, of course, always recommended, particularly
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with people and you've got contracts and stuff. Say, yeah, you've got, you know, five or six consultants. How do you then sort of get the excitement going? Do you have meetings with them? Do you call them a lot? How do you keep them revved up about cleaning up their houses so they can have a party?
Yes, and going out at night and having the spouses be okay with it, or yes, it's
yeah,
you know,
and
we,
especially if there are children at home, it's
absolutely.
Like, you know, I would imagine there's home parties with a little play area set up for the kids right there in the family room.
Absolutely, and I'll give a few tips on that too, because I think children are an important part of this business.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes
they're the reason for it, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely, especially with the consultants that are signing on.
Yeah.
The first thing that to think about, and I just digressed into the children, so let me backtrack. What was the initial question?
Of course, I very easily digress into children, too, don't I? Sorry about that. It was, how do you get your consultants, how do you keep them excited about having the next party?
Yes, and I like to think of us as also a personal development company.
Okay.
We really focus on training, mm-hmm. and through teleconference calls and classes, we do in-person trainings. We do travel to our consultants as well and do training. So mm-hmm. we really want to keep the energy going. We also have national conferences and bring in professional speakers, and there's mm-hmm. a wide variety of tools out there that we recommend. So mm-hmm. That's really what we do, and we also have... internally, we allow them to call us and schedule coaching calls with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a half-hour coaching call. Maybe it's on getting organized or getting parties booked or whatever it may be that's affecting them at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we do special for our consultants.
So you keep the fire burning, so mm-hmm. to speak, by stoking it with all these different incentives and training options that people don't have to pay extra for.
Absolutely not. And we offer contests, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's still, it. This mm-hmm. is even, it's a home-based business, but you still have to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer great incentives for those that are, you know, growing their business and working it.
Well, tell me a little bit about that, too, Jenna. You make, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's such a cool point. When I drive down the street in my hometown, on every other street pole, there's a stapled sign that says, you know, work from home, $500 a day or $500 a week or whatever. And do you find that for people coming in, there's a mentality that you can work from home and, for lack of a better way to describe it, kind of get something for nothing?
Absolutely. We use a comparison. In fact, one of our keynote speakers at our conference came in and said, you know, your business is like a train.
Mm-hmm.
You build it up, build it up, build it up, and then you think you can sit back and let it keep running, it's
right.
not going to happen,
right.
and keep that momentum going. But you, yes, and we, and that's how you find a legitimate company. These
mm-hmm.
companies out there saying that are obviously not legitimate, and
mm-hmm.
you really have to be careful with direct selling and home party type companies to make sure that they are legitimate, and that's definitely red flag right there,
mm-hmm.
because you, that's an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work your business for a good year before you start seeing some results.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, there's obviously some that we've had even hit it sooner than that, but
mm-hmm.
just to really
mm-hmm.
let them understand, you know, this is, you're building your own business. This is
right.
your business, and it takes some time to build that up and build your customer
right.
base. And yes.
Yeah. It's so, you know, I was watching one of those late night things. I probably should have been asleep. But, and there were couples there, and they were talking about how they quit their jobs and now they have their dream job. And you know what they say? They say, I made $15,000 last month, and I didn't have to work.
Right.
I'm like, what is this mentality that you don't have to work? It's like, everybody has to work.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of interesting to see that. So, Jenna, have you ever had to turn down a consultant's application?
At this point, no. But we do tell them up front with
mm-hmm.
their contracts,
mm-hmm.
this is what you can expect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have inactivated many
okay.
that
okay.
weren't active. So we've not up front said no, but we have
mm-hmm.
absolutely turned down from the, based on activity levels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So with your business model, home party planning, what would you say is the most challenging thing about it?
The most challenging is staying on top of a lot of the changes and trends that are happening, and a lot of it is web-based. I mean, we're running, our business seems to be getting, I should say, our world seems to be faster and faster every day,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's because of mass, you know, loading of information that comes across. So
mm-hmm.
not only staying on top of it, but staying consistent with our folk, with our mission and our vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really tie into our mission and vision and goals and why we started this. Why did I start this? And we encourage the consultants to do the same with their business.
Mm-hmm. Can I buy your products online?
You can purchase them online. If you don't have a consultant you're working with, we allow
uh-huh.
the first sale to go through us,
uh-huh.
and then we'll work with you on finding somebody so you have uh-huh. a personal connection. But absolutely.
So I could go to daisybluenaturals.com and, like,
mm-hmm.
click on my state and find a consultant there and then go to their website and buy some stuff?
We don't have it set up like that.
Okay.
Part of it was for their security.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow that to be an opportunity there. However, if you go to the how to buy, there's an area to fill out. There's an info at.
Mm-hmm.
You filled out, you send that in to us, and we'll
mm-hmm.
get you connected with somebody.
Oh, okay. So
and I'll send an information packet out to anyone who, if they reference this radio show, I'll send them an information packet and
okay.
find
What's
out
What's the
more
best
about
way
it.
To request that? Is there an email address or phone number or the website?
The email it would probably be the best way, and that's info at daisybluenaturals.com. And we have an online form as well on our website to fill out.
So Or they can certainly give us a call. To Indie Business Radio and they'd like an information packet.
They can go to the website and fill out that, or they can call us at 507-373-0229.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jenna, you're a mom. How old are your kids?
Cole will be 8 in a few weeks, and my babe is 2.5.
And they're both boys, right?
2 boys, yes.
And so you are doing all this and being a mom.
Yes.
And I know you must enjoy it, but does it get difficult sometimes?
It does, and you know, for me, when I started Days of the Naturals, it was part of who we were. So from the start, my boys understand that, you know, Days of the Naturals isn't mom's job. It's part of us. And
plus, you started with just one child, right?
Yes.
So it's a little bit different.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. It's amazing the difference another one will do. But, you know, I just always involve them in the company. And one thing that I've started, and I encourage even our independent consultants to do this as well, is I started a goal jar for my oldest. So when mommy has to go away at night for a training event or, you know, she, you know, is going to be gone, then he also gets like an allowance towards whatever his goal may be on that goal jar. So he's helping, you know, he's helping mommy with Days of the Naturals, and he's also getting rewarded out of it as well. So I let him pick whatever he wants and then put the dollar amount on there, and thank goodness it hasn't been anything too huge yet, so we've been able to accomplish it a few times.
Wait till we get this learner's permit, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm scared for that. But it's important to involve them.
Yeah, well, and so that's a really creative way to do that. And when you're finding yourself, you know, I hear a lot of moms talk about, you know, feeling guilty about working.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't feel that, and so I'm not really asking the question. I'm just thinking about, you know, that as an issue. Sometimes, I know when I talk with moms, sometimes I find that one of the challenges or one of the hurdles that, depending on your personality, you really have to overcome is sort of pulling yourself away from your children and not feeling bad when you have to sit there for a couple of hours and process orders or whatever.
Yes, and it's important to, you know, I love talking about life balance because there's really no such thing as being in a perfect, you know, harmonious existence. It's just learning how to go with the flow and learning how to adjust to changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the one thing that I always think about when I am at my office or if I'm out on the road, I think, you know, this is the reason my business is here is for my children. I'm doing this for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep that in my mind. And, you know, and I also, you know, being a business owner, you know, like you said, you can go on vacation and you still can do your business. However, you can still go on vacation and it's all right. So there's a lot of flexibility in owning your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I needed to take an afternoon off to go to the school or volunteer at the school or whatever it may be, I'm still, you know, I still have that opportunity and don't have to answer to somebody. And that's the best part about owning my own business.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, what was the best part? That sounds pretty good. You never have to miss a soccer game.
Exactly. It's my choice, and it's my choice, not somebody else's. It's mine, and that's very empowering.
So, tell me a little bit about your products, Jenna. What sorts of product lines do you have? How many products do you have in your business?
Oh, we have roughly a little over 100 on a given day. We have a standard catalog that has about 50 products in it, and we've actually scaled down. And this is something interesting that I learned along the way, and being the chemist and creator, and I'm sure you have a lot of listeners that, you know, you make your own products, and, man, you just have so many you want to offer. And what I found was we were up to about 175 products at one time, and wasn't smart for business, so we really scaled down to our best sellers. And we offer spa products. Our home parties are different. We do an in-home spa, so you have a foot soak and a hand spa. And we talk about educating, really about the ingredients. That's what sets us apart. We have lotions and body products and the facial line and baby line and some home products. So it's a good array for the entire household.
So 5 years ago, you started with how many products?
That first party I did, I believe I had maybe 15 products.
And then at one point you were up to 175.
Yes.
And now you're to how many?
A little over 100.
A little over 100.
Yeah, we do seasonal, so it keeps it exciting.
It's interesting that you say that. I, of course, people who've been in business long enough always recommend don't try to have too many products. But, Jenna, do you think there's any truth to the thought that in order to know which products to have, at some point you do kind of have to have too many because you have to find which ones sell the best?
You do, and it may not be making a year-long commitment to them. With our industry, we have one standard catalog we put out once a year,
mm-hmm.
and once that catalog's out, it's more difficult to change an item in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel we run seasonal inserts, seasonal products, and that's our test market. That's our way to see. Hey,
okay, so you have a printed catalog, and then seasonally you put an mm-hmm. insert in it so people can order the new stuff.
Yep. Doing a month or 2 month run on one product really doesn't give us enough information because it
you
could
have
be
to
just
offer
you know
it for longer.
Yep, at least six mm-hmm. you know 5 to 6 months you can
mm-hmm.
really get a good feel if it's going to be a mover. Mhm.
So besides your chemist Jenna, who helps you do all this? And your two sons?
Yes. Well, I have a staff of 10 people. Uh-huh. So we have our operations, sales and marketing, and I did bring our sales and marketing director and my chief chemist came on board with me pretty much when I launched. So
uh-huh.
I started with a pretty good foundation.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the rest of the support staff.
And did you finance this yourself?
That's a great question.
Well, when you start a business and you're able to pay staff,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On your trees?
I pretty much, well, you know, this is one thing, especially in this industry, I would highly recommend not undercapitalizing. I feel
mm-hmm.
we look back, and I had come into it thinking, well, this will certainly be more than enough because, you know, I had high hopes of that everything will just fall into place perfectly. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've been lucky because I've been able to get financing. But I absolutely, and this is my investment, I absolutely put my own sweat equity and my own investments into this company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just shows the dedication, I think, as an owner as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I did receive, I started with a $40,000 loan, and then I received $100,000. And that's what helped to fuel the start of it.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for sharing that, because, you
mm-hmm.
know, so many people don't really know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, what, obviously, finances is a big part of starting any business.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine, now tell me, if you didn't, let's just say you didn't get the second loan, if you just started with the $40,000 one and kept going with that, do you think that you may still be in business, just may not have as many consultants, may not have a product line that's as extensive as it is right now?
I believe we may still be in business, but we would be it'd be extremely small.
Mm-hmm.
And lower than, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But it would certainly have had more of a balancing act, and we wouldn't have the staff on board. I don't believe we would have had our research area working, and
mm-hmm.
and that's something, you know, I certainly don't want to have to give that up. That's an important part of who we are. So
mm-hmm.
definitely, you really want to research what is it going to take. And
mm-hmm.
I've had, you know, other owners and other companies tell me that they started with, you know, $250,000 to $500,000 in this
mm-hmm.
industry for the software and
mm-hmm.
what it takes. So it really depends on what kind of growth you're expecting to have and what kind of, you know, what are you willing to invest.
And that's right, the software. Now, I bet that's probably one of the most expensive investments
yes.
you had to make to track your consultants and get them paid in
mm-hmm.
a timely and correct manner.
Absolutely. It definitely is the largest investment.
Okay. All right. So that's something to remember when you're thinking about starting a line for anybody who's listening or thinking about, you know, expanding your business. This is a great way to do it. But technology is what really sounds like it actually allows you to actually do it.
Yes.
Just to be able to afford that.
Absolutely. And you can make it work without investing right away. I did not invest
mm-hmm.
for the first year.
Okay.
I made it work with Excel spreadsheets and QuickBooks. And,
okay.
You know, after a year of a proven business, you know, you have a little bit more, you know, flexibility to go back into your lender and say, hey, this is a proven business. It's been out there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I need this loan and,
mm-hmm.
and show them. So
but
it,
that's
it really
amazing that you did that. Within a year, you went back for your second loan. That,
yes.
that shows a great deal of commitment to what you're doing. And I would imagine that, I mean, tell me, is that like a huge part of what it takes when you're doing your business?
Yes.
Yeah.
You really need to feel committed. And
mm-hmm.
when my Ethan River, my second one, came along, you know,
mm-hmm.
I took a little bit of a hiatus, and
mm-hmm.
things fell apart a little bit, and I had to get
mm-hmm.
back in the ball game. So, it, you know, it's kind of like that train. When you step out and that train slows down, You got to get it rolling again. And
but you had people on staff to sort of help you?
Absolutely. I wasn't hands-on with the orders or packaging at that time. So.
But it wasn't you?
Nope.
Okay.
So, but, it, you know, you really need to have your hand on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And do you find it, I know you work with so many women, both your consultants and also other business owners, do you find that for women, you know, that hands-on part of it is not a problem? Is it one of the things that you like?
I love it. I mm-hmm. love it. It really has motivated me. I've grown so much personally in the last 5 years because of this business.
Uh-huh.
And even when I started, it was obviously about the product, and it's still our driver. However, when I have my consultants coming up and saying, you know, this has changed my life, I'm a better person now, I'm a better wife, I'm a better mother, I'm taking care of myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm making money and I'm paying for our trip to Disney World. I mean, just those are what gives me goosebumps
mm-hmm.
and think, wow, this is really making a difference. And mm-hmm. coming from our national conference and having these women get recognized up on
mm-hmm.
stage, and you're not mm-hmm. going to get that in the corporate world. And
right.
my experience was that, especially as a woman chemist out in the corporate world, it certainly was not what I expected. It was the recognition there, you know, was not there, and
uh-huh.
it was not what I wanted.
And so you find that your business not only contributes to your own, you know, family's financial stability and all that, but you find that you are actually helping other women do the same thing.
Absolutely. That's like I said, it gives me the goosebumps. That's why I'm doing
yeah.
this.
That's a powerful one-two punch. When you can have a business that, as my brother and I often joke about, because he has a business as well, we often laugh about how simple business is. It's how can I help you while I also generate a profit.
Right. And I need to commend you, too, Donna Maria, because you're doing the same thing. So thank
you. Well, and it really is all about, after the Atta Girls, and thank you very much, because
mm-hmm.
we all need them, it's creating a way to help other people maximize their potential. And I love what you said about how that makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel more of a sense of purpose, not just financially, right? But what you just described was the goosebumps you get when another woman calls you up and says, you know, my life would be different if it weren't for this opportunity.
Yes.
And so what's on the horizon for Daisy Blue Naturals, as if there isn't already enough going on? Well, tell me this too, Jenna. Do you still sell ingredients?
No.
Okay.
Nope. That was a brief stint. No,
we
are strictly party planned. The products are not sold in a retail setting. They are
mm-hmm.
only sold through our independent consultants.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, you know, product-wise, we're just looking at every different aspect without divulging too much information.
Right.
But with our consultants, you know, we're looking at a lot of different opportunities for them and a lot more incentives. We're looking mm-hmm. at doing some more travel cruise incentives that they can earn and a lot more recognition. And that's what's, you know, really cool in driving them with their business, too. So
mm-hmm.
we're really looking to get it out to more and more. And, mm-hmm. you know, my 5-year plan is to, mm-hmm. you know, be well known throughout the United States and start going to the other countries as well.
Oh, wow, you're going to take it international. Well, I have to ask this, and you can tell me if you don't want to answer. Makeup?
Yes.
Ooh.
Nice.
You
yeah.
heard it first here, guys.
Yeah, oh, no, there, I put it out there.
So
in the
popular.
Future. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it'll be natural, obviously, Daisy Blue Naturals.
Definitely.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
going to be so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so exciting. So tell me about your conferences. Are they annual?
We do two per year. One is our national convention. We actually just finished with it 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we bring in our trainers and speakers, and uh-huh. we do our awards banquet, and
uh-huh.
it's a lot of fun.
And where was it this year? Where was it 2 weeks ago?
Minneapolis,
okay.
Minnesota.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then we have our January, our catalog kickoff, which is also in Minneapolis.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And you plan all that?
We do. I have volunteers that help as well, but the staff is great.
But see, now this is just amazing to me. What do you ever? I talk with, of course, as you do, women all the time, and life is so stressful. And when you have children, and you have school, and you have homework, and you have a spouse, and you have a mortgage, and you have dance classes and soccer classes, it can sometimes seem absolutely, you know, preventively daunting
mm-hmm.
to actually be able to start a business. But you really want to within your heart. Jenna, what do you say to those women?
I say go for it. I say, you know, look at, you know, I always say Warren Buffett has just as many minutes in the day as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our, you know, one of our top consultants homeschools four boys. And I say, you know, we all have the same amount of minutes. It's what we do with those minutes. And if you truly
so
want...
organization is a big
part of it. Absolutely, yeah. I'm purchasing, I haven't yet, but I'm purchasing an egg timer just for my desk, just to remind me every hour to check in where I'm at. But, you know, and also invest in yourself. I mean, I certainly highly recommend invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. If it's through personal coaches or if it's through more education, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, because that's going to help you and, you know, having the... the self-worth and the confidence
right.
to move forward with your business.
Right. So you just say, go for it. If you really want it, go for it.
Absolutely.
Speaking of time, I was borrowing a friend's computer the other day, and every 15 minutes it told me what time it was.
Oh.
It just, you know, it's now 2:15. And it was so great, as annoying as it was, because after I heard it three times, I had just been surfing the Internet, doing nothing. And then it was like, it is now 2:45, and I was like, 2:45? I've been doing this for 45 minutes. And
yeah,
it can just go by so fast. And I think,
yeah.
What could I have done in that 45 minutes?
And it takes, you know, and there is this app, you know, and I certainly fall prey too, but it takes a level of commitment to say, you know what, I don't need to maybe watch TV tonight. I can read a book or I can, you know, do follow-up calls or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you'd be doing, Jenna, if you hadn't made this journey into entrepreneurship? You have a chemistry degree. You obviously have a significant amount of professional experience. What do you think you'd be doing if, and can I ask it this way? What would you be doing if you hadn't had the baby that needed the beauty product?
You know, that's a great question. I've often thought about that, and I don't know. I believe I would have my own business. I really have. I had that passion, I think, planted there. And
somehow,
didn't know, yes, but maybe not quite sure what it was going to be at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I'm active in a lot of community activities, so I feel that it would have definitely been something, but I don't know. It's a great question.
And what can we find Jenna doing when she's not being a mommy or taking care of Daisy Blue Natural?
Sleeping.
Sleeping, okay. All right, well, that's good.
No, I do enjoy... well, personally, I enjoy yoga and I enjoy being outdoors. I'm a nature gal, so I love to be outside. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yoga. And so tell me, does that fit into the success of your business day, doing yoga?
If I didn't start with it in the morning, I know when I'm off whack. It's kind of like, you know, having that cup of coffee. I need just, even if it's just a brief little, you know, breathing in, breathing out, thanking, you know, being thankful for what I have at that moment, that really just helps me start my day.
So you start every day with that kind of little meditation, yoga kind of thing?
I try to, yes.
And you feel that it helps you sort of set the day up? Well, what does it do for you? I'm thinking of someone out there who's like, you know, maybe this could help me. I'm looking for a way to center myself and make better use of my time.
Yep.
Do you have to have a yoga video? Do you have to read a book? Do you have to do Downward Dog and all that?
Well, if you'd like to.
Yeah.
I think it really comes more into just, for me personally, it's my time to get grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a daily affirmation in the mirror when I'm in the bathroom, I start with maybe that as well. It may vary a little. But, you know, a great example, Ethan may come into bed with me. He's my 2.5-year-old. And he's just, you know, when he comes in, if you have children, you know, they're just pistols. And, you know, it starts your day kind of jumping out of bed right away. And,
bam.
You know, you need to slow down. And that's usually my time. And I try to stay committed to at least a few minutes, even if it's, I would go for 10. But if I could get 2 minutes even in, just going outside, breathing a little bit. And if I could do a little yoga, it really helps me just to start the day getting grounded and end my day the same way.
And so after that, what's your day like? What time do you get up? Take me through just, you know, the basic. I know every day is different, but just generally, what's it like for you?
Oh, well, and on a normal day like today, I get up about, and I'm not a morning person, so I'm usually up about 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, I mean, obviously getting ready, but before I even do that, it's just getting grounded, being thankful for this day, being thankful for what I have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, starting before my feet even hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I start with.
Mm.
And then getting my day going, getting the boys where they need to be, and coming on in and starting my day.
Wow.
So,
and with your 2.5-year-old, is he with you sometimes during the work day?
Sometimes, yes, but that's certainly a handful. You know, I'm lucky that I have someone wonderful to take care of him during the day. So, definitely.
Excellent. Well, so we have actually, unfortunately, run out of time to pick your brain today.
Wow, that went so quick.
I know, it does. It goes by so fast, but I want to remind everyone that you can go to daisybluenaturals.com and fill out their form there to get their information packet. Make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Indie Business Radio Show. And give your telephone number again, Jenna.
It's 507-373-0229.
Well, fantastic. And everybody go check out the things there. Fill out the form to get some information on how you can go to a home party in your area or maybe even become a consultant. Jenna, thank you so much for joining today.
Thank you so much, Donna Maria. It was a pleasure.
Next week, you guys, we have got a show I have been looking forward to. Of course, I look forward to all of them. But next Monday, we've got Eliza Sherman, the author of the Everything Blogging book. Now, you guys know how big I am on blogging. She is going to be on hand to talk about blogging, but not just talk about it, but to share information on how to blog, why to blog, how not to blog, and what blogging can do to help you build your business. I hope you'll join me for that show next week. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. This is Donna Maria signing off this week's Indie Business Radio. Have a great week, everyone.